It's all over. The full-time whistle is blown and Tyrone have dumped Donegal out of the championship in the preliminary round quarter-final stage. Winning today here, 118 to 13 points was the final score. A 9-point victory in the end, and at times Tyrone made it look ever so easy. But the road for Donegal and the new management under Aidan O'Rourke has come to an end in 2023, Martin McHugh.
Yeah, it is. It's a big, I think it's 8 points. 8-point victory is not right.
Sorry.
An 8-point victory, it doesn't matter. It could have been, look, they could have beaten us by a lot more. Missed a lot of easy goal chances early on in that there. But look, are they back, Tyrone? We don't know, because they weren't really tested today, and that's what they'll probably look at it like that there too, Oisin, that they weren't tested and anything else. So when you analyse it, it'll be interesting just to see. I thought Tyrone controlled the whole game. They could have had a goal with the first attack from Rory Kanna. He, you know, messed about and didn't end up getting the goal. Darragh Kahneman could have another goal at the first half, and then they got the goal from Rory Kanna from a mistake, you know, from our defenseman Sean Patton. But I think looking at it, you know, they'll be happy enough. Midfield were good today. Con Kilpatrick and Kendi. Brian Kendi did well for them in the middle of the field. And then, of course, you had Darragh Kahneman, and I don't know, they took him off to rest him. They knew the game was over, I think, at that stage. Probably the best thing to say. But from a Donegal point of view, you know, we needed the players we talked about, Sean Patton, Owen Van Galler, Austin Gallen. They didn't allow us to play. They pushed on Patton's kick out, so went along. They dropped Con Kilpatrick into, seemed to be down this right side. Sean Patton's left, that he likes kicking the ball, and they cut that out there easy enough. And look, it's disappointing in the end, but it wasn't a good performance at home and everything else, and you'd be disappointed. But look, we've had, you know, the Monaghan game was good, and that was the one thing about it. You had a good performance against Monaghan, and you know, the Derry game we could have lost by a lot more. Today we could have been beaten by a lot more. Look, it's been a tough year for Donegal. We've been relegated to Division 2. We had the whole Croke Park saga. This is it. It's over now. People need to put their heads together now and sit down and really to get Donegal football going forward, G. Because I think, you know, it's danger where we could go, and that's the fear I would have. And you know, that's, you know, we got a big lift in the morning. We had a big crowd out here today. They were leaving 10 minutes into the second half, you know, disappointment. So, you know, expected maybe too much. This was the day we talked about Oisin. There were no pressure on the morning game. This was the first day this team came under pressure, maybe from the down game. And it's a different game when you're under pressure going into a game. It's tougher and it's harder, and the same players don't have the same performance as anyone. Look at, for everything else, there's a lot of players, you know, we've good young players in the county and everything else. So it's a big, you know, I don't know what to look at it. I don't know what will happen. Will this management team stay on? Will we get another management team, whatever happens. But we need to sort everything out in the county. We need to get it all sorted out. We need to get everything in place, in my opinion, going forward. Get a good finance committee in place. Get good people in place. And, you know, let's give Fergus McGee all the help. He's been in there and he's been thrown in at a deep end in the whole thing, Ferguson. It's not an easy, you know, they talk about the GAA and talk about everything else. These, you know, some of these voluntary jobs are becoming very, very big in the association and everything else. We need a CEO. We need somebody to run the way Derry have a CEO, and we look how, you know, where they're, how they're, you know, the football's going. Not even their senior team, their underage or everything else about them. We need to copy them. Then Barker, a young man in there that's doing a brilliant job. We need to do that. Tyrone have put an exceptional boy in place now too. That's we to keep compete with them, because they have the advantage of their school's football over us and everything else. So look at, this is it.
How quick do Donegal need to act on this now?
Yeah, we not need the mess that went on last year, picking managers and doing this and that and other. We need it sorted out, and we need everything up front. We need to get a committee in place, whatever they're going to do, in my opinion, to pick, get the, look at the right people, ask the right people, and we need people, I think, within our own county to stand up now, every way, from on finance committees. We have a lot of good people in Donegal able to, you know, collect money. We have a lot of good people in Donegal here, in America, in England, and everywhere else all over the world that can come in and help that there. We need money. We need money to fund teams. We need money to fund Convoy. We need to do a job here in Balbuffet. There's a lot of things we need to do, but we can do it. But we do it together. Then the other thing is, we need to get these coaches that are out of the county, I think, back into the county. Up coaching teams and, you know, in other counties. We need them back. Roscommon, Sligo, Kilcoos, Lochneil, Down. You know, we talked, you know, all these different coaches. You know, our minor coach, who's a brilliant young coach, young Barrett, is up coaching Lochmurray in Tyrone. We need them in this county. We've got them. When the other teams are looking for them and happy with them, that means we have it. We need to get the academy back up and going. We need to get, you know, we make a plea for Carol Lacey to come back and set up the plan. We need this going, because we've lost a lot of players to the academy, other codes already. We need to get these boys back. Look at, I'm passionate Donegal person, as you are, as a Donegal person, and a we're passionate Donegal GAA people and a lot of people. And more people come to me and said, look, we need Donegal football. Look, we can go wrong here. We can go like Derry went a few years ago. Look at where Leash are at. Look, Cavan went to Division 4. It can happen very easy. Very, very easy. We just need to get it right. And the next few months, I think, are going to be nearly more important than people talk about the last few months we had. The next few months are more important. We're starting in a second division, Oisin, where, you know, you have teams like Cork, you have teams, you know, teams like, you know, you look at the teams in it, Armagh's in it, Cork's in it, we're in it, Meath's in it, you know, they're going well in the Talton Cup. And go through them all. It's going to be a tough division. We need to be ready for it, and we need to get our management team in place early so they can start into their strength and condition. We probably have lost that this year because, you know, Tyrone did look like men against boys, didn't it? Yeah. Most of the time out there, the Derry game at times looked the same way. So it's a big
one thing you didn't mention there, Martin. We need the best players in the county playing for Donegal.
Yeah, well, that's part. And
to be honest about it, there's a handful of them there that aren't here this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. They're totally right. The best players have to be playing for the county, and we need them. And we need to go and look at. We need to go and look at club football now and whatever, and get players here there. That, you know, it's not an easy situation. The whole thing this year was difficult from the very, very start. The whole thing, you know. And the one thing you have to do for players are the people putting in the big effort. They're the players that do all the 6-7 days a week training. We need to put the right structures, the county board, whoever it is, in place for them players. Because if them structures not in place, they're going to say, hold on a minute, hey, I'm what's no point me being here. We can see to compete with the Kerrys. I heard a fellow that met Paddy Talley the other day there, and he was on about Kerry. He says, oh, Tyrone are light years behind Kerry. The Tyrone are light years behind Kerry. This is what he was saying about their whole, you know, the whole structure and the whole academy they have down there, and the whole the way they work with the schools. And then they're now Monaghan, in fairness, beat their minors the day. But the whole, you know, the structure they've in place, and then the whole system they have. And then he said that, you know, the centre of excellence they have is unreal. I was doing it myself. You know, it's unreal centre of excellence. But that's the passion of football. You know what I mean? Like, that's where football's about. So, you know, it's easy to slip. And you said, there's a lot of things that we talked about. We need the right player. We need all the players available. We need a good squad. We proved against Monaghan. We have good players in the county. We've done it against Monaghan. They beat Kildare today. We proved that. So we've got the players. We need to get the whole structures in place every way. And let's go forward. And let's, you know, get back out of Division 2, get back into Division 1. That'll be the first most important thing next year, is get back into Division 1. Because if you finish down at the top four in Division 2 and don't win Ulster, you mightn't play in the Sam Maguire. Now, when you not being, see, a traditional county, GAA county, whatever, you know, we are, that's when it can slip, and players say, oh, I'm not going to bother playing, and I don't want to play and everything else. And you'll end up with a situation where we could struggle big time. Yeah. Like, I started, and going back to, we won the under 21 in 82, but I started playing in 80. We were born in Division 3. I played here in Balbuffet in a league game against Wicklow. Here, 200 people in the very most at 2 o'clock. 200 people at the very most here. So Brian McGinniff says to me in the game, wee man, come on, we'll go over to watch to Van Harps. He was friendly with Patsy McGowan. We'll over. Van Harps were top of the table. Actually, there were 4,000 at Van Harps. That's where we were at that time. Now, we've turned that with a lot of work from clubs, from people and everything else from that time to now. Now, we're at a crossroads now, in the sense of that can happen again, but let's not let it happen. Let's build in the whole thing and let's go forward and from our own point of view. And, you know, there are a bunch of players there getting a wee bit older and everything else. Next year is going to be a very, very important year. When you look at Matty Donnelly this year, is Matty Donnelly the same age as Michael Murphy, or maybe is he older, a year older probably, maybe yeah. than Michael Murphy? Yeah. You know, and look at that there. Maybe we disregard our players too early. I think there were 7, 8 or Tyrone players playing there the day they played. In the last time, 2018, I think we had won, had we? Patty McBertie, someone like that, was it? Maybe one, I think. I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe it was Caden Ward there or not. But that's what I'm saying, is it's just that we, you know, we sometimes we turn players over too much and everything else. Maybe that's up to the players themselves and everything else. But to play at that level, but, you know, we need to compete. And we're still good enough to compete with a lot of teams, because of one thing we have. And go back to what Jack O'Connor said to me a long time ago. What's going on up there in Donegal? I don't know what is happening. He says, you have as much talented players in Donegal as anybody. I'd love to manage you. And that's the one of the men that's won All-Ireland thing. That's exactly what he said. Love, because we've got talent. Yeah. So we have talent. So it was a matter of putting the whole structures in place. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of work to do for Fergus McGee and his county board now. We're going to see what's going to happen, I'm sure, over the next couple of weeks in relation to the manager's position. Remember, it hasn't worked out today. We got to a preliminary quarter final. So we did, when we went to the All-Ireland series, Martin, there wasn't too many giving Donegal hope of getting out of the group. They even thought that they would get beat in Clare, but we're not going to be critical of the management, because Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Bradley gave up their time for Donegal football this year.
Yeah, exactly, and that's it. You know, you're right, and everybody did, the players and everything else. But you know, from that point of view, and the Monaghan game was good and everything else. So I from, you know, it's not easy. It's the toughest job, and the job as manager. And then when Paddy Carr left and everything else, and then they took over and everything else, and they did a really good job. But the thing about the whole thing is, we're in Division Two. The reality is, we're in Division Two, and now we you know, we're out of the Championship this evening. Look at Tyrone, we're favourites this evening, and we're always expecting them to go through, maybe more than Donegal. But I think that now's the time to look forward. You know, when I think, and Paddy Bradley and Aidan O'Rourke give it everything for Donegal, everything they had in there for Donegal. But I think we need now Donegal people in charge of Donegal, I think more so than ever. Now, whether you have a coach from outside the county or whatever, but I think we need a manager from the county, we need people, and we need, you know, to get a bit, you know what we had under McGuinness, that passion. That passion and ability that we're going to beat anybody. Now, you can say that the players there in the feeding area, we need to put it into them players. Them players are good, talented footballers. They're as, you know, as good as anywhere else. But you, Jim McGuinness, put that grit, passion, determination. We're not going to be beaten. We'll not be beaten, and probably use Tyrone as the team that most of them were up there with to beat. And we end up, because of that, they're beating Tyrone every year. We need to get that back into our county, back into our supporters, back into the people that we're going, that we're there, and we're proud to be there, and we're proud to wear this jersey, and we're honoured to have it on our back. And we're going out here, and we're going to beat the name that comes out in front of us, because that's what he done. You know, the psychology of putting that into them, and they belief. And then when you've good footballers, and you put that belief, and you do that training that they did sand dunes and everywhere else, and got that level of fitness, when you get a good bunch of players watching a big level of fitness, then you're away. You know, they're away. You know, that's the way it is. You know, you look at that, maybe that team there the day, you know, look at them, probably didn't start early enough, weren't fit enough. I mean, we look at Roscommon, probably the same problem today. Didn't have that level of fitness to Tyrone control the second half there tonight. But I think that it's there. We've got the players, but I think we're at a big crossroads in the county, and we have a lot of work to be done on and off the field, and a lot of things to be done, sorted out. I think we can do it. It's very important, but we need every single Donegal GAA person in the county to row one behind it, from clubs and everybody else, and get a good structure, good people in place, try to get a good management team in place, and then try to get the academy sorted out, and then get a finance committee in place, and from there, you know, move forward and look at this team next year. We'll hopefully be looking back. We're okay. Ready. Maybe we'll get to that quarter final last year that we didn't get since 2014.
Just before we go, Mark, because we have listeners in Tyrone as well, we have a big listenership in Tyrone, we've been tuned into us this evening. Tyrone winning today, fully deserving of the win, what they won by in the end. 8 points, wasn't it? 118 to 13. A much better performance by Tyrone than we've seen over the last couple of years, but it's all about timing now in the Championship with teams, Martin. Is Tyrone starting to time it right?
Yeah, they are. And congratulations, Tyrone. I know we have a lot of listeners. I don't want to be taking stick. I took stick before in Tyrone and were given out to someone about them before. But anyway, they were good tonight. I mean, it depends how good Donegal was or where Donegal at. We'll not know that about Tyrone till next week. Really won't know that. So from a Tyrone point of view, is good performance by Tyrone, and some big, big performances by Tyrone. See Conor Myler's dad coming over to see him. He's as fit looking as Conor down here below us, down to meet him, Sean down Myler. There. Sean Myler. He used to mark me when I was playing. Then the son starts marking Ryan when he's playing for Donegal. But I think that looking, you know, Tyrone, good performance. The Canemans, Crow Park will suit them down to the ground. Cal McShane not coming on is the most disappointing. Will he get another train during the week? Matty Donnelly, will Crow Park suit him? He's still control matches. He gets around the field. Myler, a big game today. Peter Hart, I thought, was good. Morgan's, you know, controlled it, got on the ball, kick out, and done everything else right. Their midfield were better the day. So where are they at? It's hard to know. It's hard to say. But look at, there'll be underdogs going into Crow Park, probably, depending on who they get and everything else. But if you get Derry, you know, you'd put that as 50-50. People, it's funny, and the Kerrys and the Dublins and Galway's Mayo, the team they fear most in Ulster is Tyrone. That's the team they fear most. And they'll be saying the night, Tyrone are back. We'll read all about that, the Tyrone are back, gosh, in the morning. Are they or not, I don't know. I think they're going to still need a better performance, and they're going to need to put away their chances, their goal chances, particularly when they get them at the end of the game.
Michael Murphy still gets the crowd, Martin. we're watching him on television down below us, and there's a packed audience for him, so there is.
Wouldn't it be great? I know he's here, he's playing good club football for the club and everything. Wouldn't it be great if talking about everything that he would make, say that he might come back? I'd know part of the management team next year or whatever, but even part of playing. If he would come back, even there's still a place for player managers out there if he wanted to be there, just come back to play, because we missed that leadership, you know, the kind of that he probably gives on the feeling that he did give, and that drive and passion that he has, you know. And it's hard to get that. It takes a long time, but anyway, from from the point of view of Tyrone, you know, from their point of view themselves, is where they go now, it's very, very hard to know.
Yeah. Okay, Martin McHugh, many thanks for joining us tonight. So Tyrone march on through to the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Series, but Donegal's championship has come to an end. We'll have a reaction, hopefully, from the Donegal camp for you shortly. We'll be available on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll also have a reaction from the victorious Tyrone camp as well. So Tyrone go to the quarterfinal draw on Monday morning, and Donegal... I've now got a bit of a break, but it's now over to the men that officiate in the county to find a direction for, well, GAA in the county overall, and obviously for the senior team heading in to 2024, and will that be acted upon quickly? We'll wait and see what happens over the next number of weeks.